tell me a little bit about the experience of being up in Jamestown and getting this championship this weekend.
Well, it's always a good experience going over there. They've always hosted the state amateur tournament, and Artie Brown has put that on, and they have a board over there that and hosts it. And I was asked when was my first, and they I had to think about it for a second. And my first amateur experience was 1989, and of course, playing over the years, it's just a wonderful experience. They put on such a good tournament with the AAA and the AAA.
Cool.
It's a blast.
Yeah, very cool. And you guys didn't have many games going into this tournament. Talk a little bit about that and coming together for this thing and being able to pull out the win.
Well, the majority of us players have played, I think we went into the tournament 6-1. And it's very common with most amateur teams in the state. You try to put a schedule together, and then it's summer and we're all adults. We have jobs, families, and everything. It's like you just try to get you try to get 9 players together to play a game, and you play them. And we played 7 games, and then after the Legion season is over, you can pick up some Legion players, and we picked up a couple Legion players that are going to be going to the Valley City State University, which helped us out quite a bit.
Very cool. And then your last game, 4-2 win. Talk a little about that. And that was a close contest. Were you guys a little nervous on that one?
Well, I think we played the Enderlin Indies 3 or 4 times over the course of the season, so we know each other pretty well. They threw all 3 lefties at us, and that was a concern going in. But we're on a roll, really. And Ronnie Blagg pitched great for us, and then brought in Kobe Hassan to close it out. And it was a close game, but that's what we expect from the Indies.
All right, and this is the second championship since 2010, right?
Yep, the 2010 was, we were Class A.
Okay.
At that time. We won the Class A, and once you win the Class A, you got to move up to the Double A, and so here we are at the Double A now.
All right, so does that make this championship a little bit sweeter, or are they both pretty nice?
Anytime you win, it's not easy going into that tournament. I think this is probably one of the best Double A brackets they've had in quite a few years. Enderlin Indies, I think Enderlin being in that championship game, we're going for their 17th Double A championship. So I mean, they're a veteran team, and so I guess it was fun to play them. And anytime you win a state championship in anything, it's great.
Does that make it a little sweeter when a team has that much, not seniority, I don't know if that's the working, but prestige? I mean, 17 championships when you beat the best of the best?
Well, I mean, it varies year to year. It all depends on who guys pick up, but, there's always that core group of guys. We've had Ryan LaRue, James Thornton, Casey Only, and myself, that core group of guys, and then getting other guys to come in with us and play amateur ball. And there's nothing really special about it. If people ever get the chance to go watch an amateur ball game when the lights are on, get out there and watch, because pitchers throw strikes and everyone's up there swinging.
Cool. All right, Kirk, I appreciate your time. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. I appreciate you getting on the air for us and everything, and I hope more people come out next year and watch some amateur baseball.
All right, very cool. I appreciate it. Thanks, Kirk.
You bet.